Are you ready to win? You're tuned in with Star, Pastor Dab, and Gabe for an hour packed with encouragement, strategies, and resources for families with children with special needs. You're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned because you're ready to win.
All right, you guys. Well, welcome back to another week's show of Ready to Win. We are so excited. This is Star, and Pastor Dab will be right up here in a minute. But we are excited, you guys. We have something special in store for you today. We have a special guest speaker with us in the house, Mr. Joey Atlas. And we are so excited to have him here with us today. So thank you so much, Joey, for being on our call. We are so happy to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, wow. We're just sitting here talking, pleasure, talking, and that show started right away. And how can we ever forget about our favorite engineer back there, Alan? Woo! We're excited. Always excited to be here, you guys, and to be able to share with you information on how you can have your best life. You know, we talk out there to a lot with families and for children that have special needs, and you know, that's such a big part of our journey because, of course, you guys know Gabriel has autism, severe autism, and he's nonverbal. And so our life completely changed. But you know what? That's not our complete life. We've been doing this a long time, encouraging people a long time. And we really want people to know that they can win in every part of their life. And last week when Mommy read the scripture, she was reading it about being strong in your body, being strong in your mind. And it just ties right into right afterwards we met, ran back into one of our
you
dear friends.
Me.
Yeah, re-met you. And we seen him right at Trader Joe's and we were like, oh my gosh. And so it was so exciting to see you. And it just tied right into what we were talking about having a strong mind and a strong body. And I know that you're here to show us all how we can get just that, right?
We're going to talk about it. Showing is one thing, but it all starts in the mind.
Your
thought processes. And that's, you know, we'll get to that today, the deeper parts of it.
That's awesome. Well, yeah. We can't wait to hear what you've got to say. And we're going to start our show off like we do every week with some inspiration from Pastor Dab. And so here she is to give us some inspiration.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone out there listening. We just are so appreciative of what God has done for us this week. We're still yet here. We're still living. We yet have purpose, and God has yet a plan for us. So we just give God the honor, the glory, and the praise. And so I just come to tell you today that this is just a scripture that everybody's probably familiar with, Philippians 4, 3:14. And it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And just those first three words, I can do. It's Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And don't you know that we are nothing apart from God and that every good and perfect gift does come from him? And what it takes is us putting the word of God into practice. The same way we exercise and develop ourselves and get ourselves ready for training is the same way we need to do with the word of God. We need to get a daily deposit so that we have something to stand on. And just know that I can do. It's a daily confession of what you can do, because I can't do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. So know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And he gives us the strength to make the right decisions. So get the word planted in your heart daily and work on exercising daily so that you can be strong mentally as well as physically. Have a blessed and awesome day.
Awesome. We are so excited. Mr. Joey Atlas, you guys stay tuned because right after this song, you're going to get to hear more from Joey, how we met and what he has to offer us. And we're going to go right into Ready to Win. Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am. So ready.
Are you ready to win?
I am.
To win out there. We know you are. So excited. This is Star. And we have live in the studio with us today, Mr. Joey Atlas.
Hello, hello.
We are so excited. Fitless the Atlas way, right?
That's right.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And so we're excited, you guys, to hear from him and to just to hear his story and how he got started and how he's helping millions of people all across the country, you guys.
Around the world.
To stay fit and have a healthy temple. So we're excited to have you on today.
Thank you.
And we were just sitting here talking while the music was playing, how we met. And it was so awesome because he actually helped me, Mommy, and Gabriel be able to experience something for the first time because he's a part of a group called Board Meeting International. And we actually went surfing. They have a program where they help children and families with special needs to be able to experience surfing in a way that they would never experience it before. And it was so awesome for us. You know, we were like, don't drop my baby. And then we went out there, don't drop me. But we had so much fun surfing and having that experience. That's been my first and only experience surfing. And it was amazing to be out there with you guys. But it's for something with such a bigger cause. And I know you guys were, when we were out surfing, they had secretly been raising money to help a family with a child that has cerebral palsy to be able to get a van that was accessible for them so they wouldn't have to continue driving the unsafe van. And you guys have heard us tell this story over and over, but these are some amazing people, you guys. They were actually the first group of people to connect with our giveaway foundation, help raise all this money for this family that has a child with special needs. And that, I mean, I see the family probably 5 times a week or more, and I see the blessing and I see the impact that that act of kindness has, how it has been a game changer for them and for life with that van. And so, I mean, I was looking at her yesterday and it was dark, and I said, you remember when we had to stick these they were branches. We had to stick these branches for you to be able to get him in that car. And now he just drives on up into the ramp. And I'm like, you remember when we used to have to shine flashlights over there, you know, and so you could be able to get him in because you couldn't even see because it was so dark.
And now
it's all lighted up. I'm like, oh, my God. So God is so good. And you just never, ever want to forget from where he brought you from. And every time we see him get in that car, I'm like, wow, it's so amazing. And I just thank you guys.
Well, I don't want to take too much credit now because Brian and Jim were they're the board meeting.
I know they are.
Guys.
You guys
all, we were all
together.
There to support,
yeah.
You know, lend a hand, do whatever we could to help
amazing.
Make it happen.
They are amazing. Board Meeting Internationals are so amazing. And, you know, and all the support, the volunteers and the support that they got. I know everybody pulled together to make it happen.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, but so we thank you guys so much.
Pleasure.
So that's how we met, and then we reconnected last Saturday right after the radio program at Trader Joe's. and we're excited to have you. And since then, I've been out to SculptaFit to try out his awesome, awesome equipment and the approach that they take. And so just tell us a little about you and how you got started with on your journey.
Okay, so started when I was a kid, really. Had the privilege of watching my dad exercise around the house. So unlike most other kids, their parents weren't exercising, let alone exercising around the house. So I had a very unique childhood in that I was able to see my dad take care of himself, and the ways that he did it is very crafty. All right. So he's a master carpenter. So he would build little pieces of exercise equipment that he could hang in a doorway or make different grips and little things. And so I would observe all this, and that made a very big impression on me. And seeing how healthy he looked and acted and felt and the things he was able to do because of how he trained his body and compared to everybody else who didn't take care of themselves, he could always do things. He had energy. He was happier. Everybody came to him for help when they needed to move something or and everybody else would complain and they'd have no energy and their bellies were hanging over their belts and you know, they were going to the doctor more often. So I was able to see all this, and I knew as a kid I wanted to be like my dad.
Wow.
And so that was the early start. And then into my preteen years, my teen years, I started working out with my dad, went to high school, started working out with a friend. And it just became a very important part of my life. And so even into college, it became even stronger. I ended up going to college for an exercise physiology degree.
Wow.
Got a master's degree then in exercise physiology. And I realized this is me. I have a special gift here besides it benefiting my own life. I started realizing other people were naturally coming to me for advice and for help. And I started putting all the pieces together and realized this is my path. This is my calling. And I'm going to keep following it because it feels very right. And here we are, almost 50 years old now.
And, wow. And you guys.
And there's still lots left to go.
Oh, and he looks amazing. Oh, my
you.
Goodness. I can't believe he's almost 50 years old. Oh, my gosh. Can you believe that? Can you guys believe that out there?
40.
Oh, come on. Not even.
If I shave this off, I look like 28.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So I'm telling you guys, he looks amazing. And I love to hear that you started at such a young age. And it just shows you how your parents can instill what they instill into you.
Set the example.
Oh, exactly. Exactly. So that's awesome how you started. And that's how you've been inspired. And how many people have you been able to impact right here? And I know you're all around the world, but you have several locations here in Jacksonville.
We'll have one location opened a year and a half ago, the SculptaFit studio.
Oh, wow.
So that's where you and your mom had a session the other night. So that came about by probably the last 15 years when I got into adulthood. And my two older kids were younger. She's my youngest. When the two older ones were younger, and I'm trying to get a business going and trying to balance a marriage, I realized that 90 minutes in the gym really grinding away at your body does not work anymore. When I was 21, 22, 19, it could work. When you get into a real life, this hardcore approach doesn't cut it anymore. So I had to start fine-tuning how I go about maintaining my health and fitness. Because it wasn't just about my body. This was about my whole life, longevity, my annual health exams. And so I had to condense it down somehow. And the way I had to go about that was finding a new way. Because the old way, you can't just shorten the old way because it wouldn't work. I had to create a new way. So I started just thinking about everything I learned in school, remembering the memories of watching my dad and the things he did, and then just started formulating my own ways and training on playgrounds. Now, all the workouts I were doing now had moved out to playgrounds. I wasn't going to the gym anymore.
Wow.
And good things were happening. I was getting really good results, shorter amounts of time, and my body was feeling very good. All the aches and pains from the weights and the hardcore machines were going away. And I was also starting to train clients on the playgrounds too, because they, my clients realized what I was doing, and they said, well, I want to do that too.
And they were there at the playground, probably with their kids, right?
Some of them were. Yeah. Some of them would see me training other clients, and they'd want to, hey, I want to do this too. You know, can I sign up? So eventually I started thinking, what if I made a machine that replaces all of these playgrounds? And then some of my clients started asking me, without me even saying anything, is there a way you can make a machine that allows us to do all this indoors, when it, whether it's raining or it's way too hot or in the cold climate, somebody might want one. So I started drawing. My creative side comes out when I get challenged like that. I'll start drawing things. Eventually, I had good enough drawings to take to engineers here in Jacksonville. And they looked at the drawings, and I told them what the intent was behind these drawings. Where did these come from and why? And they created a few three-dimensional models on the computer. And they said, if you pick one of these, you can get it built and see if it works for the uses you want it to work for. So I picked one, and now that, so this was 10 years ago, had it built, shipped to my house, and started training on it the way I envisioned. I had friends and family coming over, had clients coming over, and it was better than we imagined it would be.
Wow.
So the machines you see, you saw in the studio Thursday night are second generation of the original prototype that I made 10 years ago.
Okay.
So it's basically one of those machines could be somebody's complete fitness center in their own home. That's what I have at home. I have one of those machines you saw with all these different attachments that go on and off of it so that you could do hundreds of different exercises on that one machine.
Wow.
And so kids could use it. Me, pretty advanced, can use it. A woman who's just getting started can use it. You saw different types of women in that class.
I sure did, yes.
So it's all fully adjustable. Doesn't matter what level you are, but you have to know how to use it.
Right.
I have a lot of peers in my industry who look at it and they don't know how to use it because they're still doing all the traditional, conventional approaches to fitness, which is okay if that's what you want to do and if those are the crowds you're training. But when something is very, very unique, it requires a whole new learning curve. And so that's how we got to where we are now with the new approach, the new machine that was made for the approach. And I'm giving you the short version. So in the span of the last 10 years, I was able to reach the world by putting together different video programs like the DVDs I gave you back at the retreat event. Those DVDs are being purchased by people all around the world. And I have a bunch of others.
Wow.
And some of them have been translated into five other languages. So we're really making a very wide impact with the basis of the methodology, which is focused on the body weight first and then adding other things in, like different machinery, heavy the bands to use for different types of resistance in addition to your own body weight.
I love that approach, you know, because when we went there and we did video, and Corinne was so awesome. She let us, you know, do a video after all the other people left. And
yes.
So we were able to get some good footage. But I wanted to show people, like, I was able to do it, and I just turned 40, and then mommy's able to do it, and she's 64.
Right.
So we have a different, you know, 24 years in difference there. And I seen people that maybe looked a little bit older than mommy in the class and younger than myself. And so it was just great to be able to see everybody utilizing the equipment.
Right.
And one of the things that I'm always afraid of is because, well, you know, not afraid, but I don't want to get injured. Because a lot of times when you don't know how to use, if you go into the gym, you hear all those clink and clank clinks, and it's already intimidating. You know what I mean? And so when we came in there, and it was just so peaceful and calm, and everybody was smiling, and you know, they start off together and they end together.
Yes,
I loved it. But it was so relaxing. It just felt like a great atmosphere to come into versus all this clinking and clanking, and you don't know how to use the stuff. You don't know if the people are looking at you crazy because you're using the stuff wrong.
So that's by design. So the coaches, my coaching team is awesome, and we go through a lot of coaching interviews to make sure we get the right types. You met Corinne, right?
Corinne,
Okay, so the whole team is awesome. That's by design. My vision was I wanted to create the anti-gym atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I wanted women to feel very, very comfortable, almost like, wow, this is too good to be true,
mm-hmm.
right? I want because there's a lot of intimidation going on inside of the regular person's mind when they're going to try to take steps toward health and fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that I felt needed to be removed. So it comes down to the atmosphere you physically create with how the place is put together. And it also comes from the personalities and the attitudes of the coaches in the studio. Because you can have very different experiences with a different person being there.
Right.
So again, they were handpicked because of their genuine nature and their desire to make a very important impact on the women who are coming to us.
Wow.
And so you experienced that firsthand.
I experienced it, and we had so much fun. You know, we were trying to figure out, okay, how do we do this? Fly like Superman and hold your arms up and everything. But we had an amazing time there. It was so relaxing and calm, and we still felt like we got a good workout. And I think that was the key. You know, I actually discovered that we were actually at the express class, which was the 30-minute class, and then they have a 45-minute class. And so, but we went to the 30-minute class, and it was just long enough for us to get out of the house and go get us a good workout in and then go back home and, you know.
And not feel like you killed yourself.
Exactly. I didn't
feel
like that.
So that's very important, mm-hmm. because women, and men too, mm-hmm. honestly, I mean, average men also, they want to be able to find something they can do that doesn't feel like punishment.
Mm-hmm.
If something feels punishing, you're not going to want to keep doing it. That's mm-hmm. why most people quit after a few weeks, because the regular conventional approaches feel like you're punishing yourself. And so we had to, that was part of this creation. We got to remove the punishment aspect and make it actually feel like it's nourishing.
And so people will want to go.
Right, exactly.
And they will not want to go, you know, like most people. Because you know what most people do, they just have this guilt in their head. Oh, I need to exercise. Oh, I know I need to do something. I need to do something. But they ain't going to do it.
If it's not enjoyable, you're not going to do it.
Exactly. I'm going to be hurting and all this, you know. But we did not feel that way. We had a great time, you guys. It was amazing for us. And I know my mom did too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were talking like last week about being strong, having a strong body, taking care of yourself. And, you know, I see this so much, not just in my everyday life, but especially in the community with working with special needs mm-hmm. families and children. It's, you know, we got to get them moving and get them involved in different things that can benefit them as well. And then the parents and the caregivers, you know, when you're giving care all the time, you've got to make sure that you take time to care for yourself. I think that is so important. When we go to these conferences and do seminars, I mean, that's always like on the list. Make sure you take some time for you, because if you do not, you get, you know,
if you're not at your best, mm-hmm. you can't give your best.
That's the truth.
And so there should be zero guilt in taking time to make sure you're taking care of your own health and strength first.
Wow.
When you do that, then you're able to absolutely give your best to everybody else around you.
Mm.
But when you neglect yourself, there's that slow process of decay.
Mm.
And you move further and further away from your best self. And you can't give 100% of your best self if you are not taking care of yourself first.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's really simple, but it's actually the most unselfish thing you can do is by focusing on you first and taking care of you, because then you can give everybody else your absolute best. And that's the most unselfish thing you can do.
And you talk about how it starts in the mind. And that's you know, one of the things that we have to do is realize that when you take a few minutes from your, you know, away, that you're not being selfish, you know, that's something that's very important. It's very necessary.
It's critical.
And it's critical. And so it's not something that you can't afford not to do it.
Right.
You know?
It's 24 hours in a day
mm-hmm.
for everybody. Whichever way you cut it, at least one of those 24 hours can be totally focused on you to train this body, this vehicle
mm-hmm.
that is the vehicle of your spirit, your soul, your mind,
mm-hmm.
right? It carries it around for life. You only have one of these.
Yes.
Right? So we have to make that daily investment and honor it. We have to honor this body.
Mm.
It's a gift.
It is.
By taking care of it.
That's it.
The tools are available to us. But it's that mental decision to stay disciplined, to honor what we have, to put it on the schedule, and to execute, to make sure that we do what we're here to do.
Mm.
If you avoid it and neglect it and forget about yourself, we feel the effects. You end up having to go to the doctor. High blood pressure, diabetes, you name it. Those are the symptoms of not taking care of yourself. It's as clear as day.
Wow. And you add that on top of having to take care of someone else.
Yes.
And then it's like, now you have two crises. You know
right.
what I mean? So it's so important. I'm just so happy to have you here in the studio to be able to share this information and just this life changing, you guys. This is a new year, and I know everybody always makes these New Year's resolutions, mm-hmm. but this year, don't just let it be talk.
It's got to be a new life resolution.
Exactly.
Once and for all. Because,
new life resolution. I love it.
Yeah, that's it, because it's got to be once and for all. Your life is a continuum. You can't have a do-over every year. Right? Because everybody has that mentality. It's like, I'm going to start my diet on Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
Because
right? well,
there's another Monday coming after that.
Mm-hmm.
You can go off at any time. But if you look at your life as one continuum, then you can make that habit shift, that mind shift forever. And so the habits become part of your day. Not non-negotiable. Mm. Not I'm going to start. I'm just going to be.
Wow. You guys, he's powerful over here. We got a powerhouse in the house.
Thank you.
Right here in the studio. Oh, my gosh. You guys are listening to Joey Atlas. We're on Ready to Win, and I'm just excited. Can you tell them how they can contact you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. There's a lot of different ways. So if you're local in St. John's or close by St. John's, Mandarin, and you want to check out the Sculpt2Fit studio that Star and her mom were able to participate in, just go to Sculpt2Fit.com, S-C-U-L-P-T-A-F-I-T, Sculpt2Fit.com. You will also find us on Facebook. If you want to come find me and get in touch and get a lot of my free materials, I put a lot of free stuff out there because I love helping the world. Just go to joeyatlas.com, JOEYATLAS.com, and you'll find free videos. You'll find my links to my YouTube channel. You'll find this videos of this machine we're talking about and all kinds of other good stuff.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump now claiming complete vindication from a congressional memo that alleges the FBI clearly abused its surveillance powers during the investigation into his campaign's possible ties with Russia.
In a Saturday morning tweet, President Trump says the memo, written by Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee, totally vindicates him. And he bemoans the fact that what he calls the Russian witch hunt goes on. The four-page memo contends that the FBI, in its application for a surveillance warrant on a one-time Trump campaign aide, relied excessively on information from an ex-British spy whose opposition research was funded by Democrats. At the same time, however, the memo confirms that the investigation into potential Trump links to Russia actually began several months earlier, triggered by information involving a different campaign aide. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Italy today, ambulances rushed to the scene of a shooting in which a gunman targeted foreigners. It was drive-by shooting in the city of Macerata. The House Intelligence Committee, after declassifying that controversial memo yesterday alleging political bias, at the FBI, continues to stir up a lot of discussion today here in Washington. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes says a dossier compiled at the behest of the Clinton campaign was the driving justification behind that FISA warrant.
They wouldn't have received a warrant without the dossier. The dossier was presented to the court as if it was true. The court was not told that the Democrats actually paid for this.
Congressional Democrats accuse Republicans of cherry-picking details. A combination of inflation fears and weak earnings reports being cited for yesterday's big drop on Wall Street. The Dow lost 666 points. Technology, banks, and energy stocks accounted for much of the broad slide as well. Several major companies, including ExxonMobil and Google's parent company, Alphabet, sank after reporting weak earnings. This is...
Thanks so much for making us part of your Super Bowl weekend. Going to be a sunny and breezy afternoon, high reaching 60. This night, cloudy skies, lows down to around 55. Chance for showers on Sunday, the high around 70. More showers expected for Sunday night, low temperature down to 55. Monday's outlook, mostly sunny with highs in the 60s. And the outlook Tuesday through Thursday, partly cloudy, highs around 70, and your overnight lows will be in the 50s.
All right, you guys, this is Star, and we have live in the studio Mr. Joey Atlas from Sculpt the Fit. We are so excited to have him here with us today, and I'm just so enjoying just talking with you. We're talking through the break.
Yeah.
You guys, we're talking about, this is like a whole new revolution that you're starting. You're starting a movement to help people.
You got it. We didn't even say that. You just said it. See, it's coming out naturally.
It's coming out naturally. Because that's what I feel. That's how I feel.
It is.
It's like you're helping people realize there's a new way to do things. And I think that's, you know, when I had sent you I asked you a question, like, what are some of the challenges that you have faced? And I think that would be one of the biggest challenges, is that people just think that things have to be done the same way they've always been done.
Right.
And it's like breaking through and letting them know you have to have a renewing of your mind and know that there's more than one way to skin a cat. You know what I mean? So.
Yes. So a lot of tangents we could go off on there. So it's... If you're gonna find a new way to do something, right? It can't look like the old way of doing something. Mm-hmm. So you have to find what is this new way of doing it, right? You have to. There's a creative aspect to all this because it just doesn't show itself. You have to get introspective and you have to start asking questions about obstacles you're coming up against. Why am I coming up against these obstacles, right? And it's because you have to find a new way around that obstacle. Mm-hmm. So. In doing that, and when you start changing something of significance, you're going to make progress if you keep at it, but you're also going to have detractors, mm-hmm. right? Because the people who are still doing things the old way or the hard way or whatever way you want to call it.
They're pulling their muscles way and injuring themselves way.
They're either going to say you're crazy mm-hmm. or they're just going to say, you know, this is... The way we've been doing it is perfect. Why are you trying to change it, right? Because it's not perfect. If everybody can't do it, it's not perfect.
Right.
So there's going to be those challenges, detractors, people that don't want to talk to you anymore because you're leaving the old school and trying to create the new school. And then when you have something, when you've created that something new for the reasons that you've created it, because you want to help people who couldn't find help with the old ways of doing something, you then have to educate the people that what they're hearing may sound too good to be true, and it probably is, I'll admit, but all you got to do is give it a try,
right?
And then you'll know.
Right.
So that's been part of the challenge, is a lot of, since this first Sculpt to Fit Studio is for women only,
mm-hmm.
the messages and the communication and everything we put out there that's meant to resonate with them. A lot of them have said, when I first saw all this and read it, it really sounded too good to be true. How can exercise that's so gentle and easy and enjoyable get me better results than push hard, you know, go into the pain zone, no pain, no gain? How can this work better than all that? Well, you just have to come try it. So that's why we do a lot of free weeks in the beginning mm-hmm. or free sessions. Just come try it. And that, we don't want you to sign up. You try it, and then you'll know if you want to be a part of this. And at worst, at minimum, after you do your free sessions or a free week, you're going to know what proper exercise should feel like to you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go home and do it, follow some of the free videos on the basic methodology, then we've accomplished our mission. We've helped another life. Maybe you didn't sign up with us, mm-hmm. but we've made the positive impact on the world through you. And now you're going to be better off for it, and you're going to tell other people about it.
Wow. I love it. I love it. That's what it's all about. Helping another life and being able to share.
Yes.
You guys, I just can't say it enough. I see it all the time, every day, and especially in our community with so many families when they feel overwhelmed, they feel like they can't do it, they feel like they don't have the time, and they're already in pain.
Mm-hmm.
They might already be in pain. Their back might already be hurting, or
right.
their shoulders might be hurting because they're lifting and pulling.
They have no energy or half the energy.
So how do they start?
Well, they have to realize, okay, so I'm complaining I have no energy. I'm complaining that my back hurts. I'm complaining that my knees bother me. Those are the signs and symptoms of what you need. You need to be taking care of yourself to replenish that body so that you have energy storage in you. Your back is strong so it doesn't hurt anymore. All your leg muscles are strengthened so your joints don't hurt anymore. Those are the signs and symptoms telling you, hey, start taking care of me, please.
Hmm.
If you want a lot of mileage out of me, you got to keep me finely tuned like your car. You can't just neglect me.
Wow. Now, you know, I think, do people feel like maybe, oh, I'm too far gone or I can't do anything?
Absolutely.
Like, there's nothing that's going to be able to help me.
Yes.
If my back hurts, that means I just need to sit down and I don't
there
need
are.
To, you know.
Yeah, so I mean,
how
so,
do you overcome that?
So there's some legitimacy to that. If you take a person who for some reason believes the only way to be in shape is to do this hardcore, you know, HIIT style training and jumping around fast and all that, if that's all they think is what would work, and they feel like they're not even capable of starting any of that, well, then in their own mind, I agree, they shouldn't be venturing to do that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if they then learn that, oh, there is a gentle, safe approach that's adjustable to exactly me, like it is adjustable to other women, like mm-hmm. you experienced, mm-hmm. then now I have no excuses. There's my answer. I have a way to get my health back and get myself on track. Right? But if they don't know that something exists, they can't go then and try it, right? So it's a matter of getting the message out there, talking about the movement, getting people exposed to this something new that now exists, right? So yes, we're only one studio in St. John's. The vision eventually is for either many more studios, whether it's through a big company who realizes this something special that we have and they want to help me replicate it. I don't need all the money. It's not about the money. If a big company needs to expand their portfolio because they do have to keep their share price steady and, you know, have it go up over the years, and my business model is the vehicle to help them do that, that's fine. I'll share it because I know that I'm going to impact so many other lives. That's my goal. That's my aim. So the other part of the mission then is the machine, just like I have one at my house where I do my training, mm-hmm. and Dara trains with me now that she's home. The older kids are out of the house, so they don't do it anymore. They do their own stuff. But just like I have the machine and I do everything I need to do and more, I also want people to be able to have a machine in their home or their office, whether they live near a studio or not in the mm-hmm. future. Maybe they're the type of person like me who just wants it in their house mm-hmm. or their office or their vacation home, and they can join the movement because now they have the machine that is the vehicle to do this whole methodology. Instead of all the hardcore machines that are based on the old school approaches to working out, most home gym units are based on, let's take all the stuff in the gym and put it all into mm-hmm. one thing.
Right.
Not only is that still not a good solution, but you need like a 10 by 10 room just for that machine.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So part of the solution is how do we change the method, create something new, but also make it so that it can fit in a little corner of the room and the whole family can use it, not
right.
just one person in the family.
Right.
So that's the other part of the movement that we're adding on now is getting the machines out to the world.
Oh, I love it.
You didn't know that, did you?
I didn't know that, but I'm so glad that's part of the mission because we want to have a machine in our world, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I love it. I love it. You guys, speaking of that, we're going to go ahead and play this song. It's called I Can't Save the World.
Shine, doing right by others and treat my neighbors kind. Oh, I can't save the world, but I'll try. And I don't know why this big world is full of evil, when we should be loving people. And I don't know why people will not help the neighbors, when that's exactly what we're made for. I can't save the world, but I'll try to be a good example and to let my light shine, doing right by others and treat my neighbors kind. Oh, I can't save the world, but I'll try. And I so much division, and I don't know why we won't love in spite of race, turn to peace instead of hate. I'll try to do the very best in everything I do. I'll try but I'll try. I can't save the world, but I'll try to be a good example and to let my light shine, doing right by others and treat my neighbors kind. Oh, but I'll try. I can't save the world, but I'll try. I can't save the world, but I'll try.
All right, you guys, I can't save the world, but I'll try. I just
try.
Love that
song. We're going to save part of it, at least.
Yes, we are. And we're so excited. If you're just now tuning in, this is Star with Ready to Win. And we're live in the studio with Mr. Joey Atlas.
Hello, hello.
From Sculpt to Fit, you guys. And Joey Atlas Fitness, the Atlas way. I love it. I love it, you guys. He's awesome. Just have enjoyed having him in the studio today, where he is definitely changing the world, making a huge difference and helping people to be fit.
You know what? You said, I love that song, by the way. You can't change the world, but we're going to try.
We're going to try, yeah.
The truth is, we can change the world. Mm. Let me give you an example. We were talking about Nicole during the break.
Mm-hmm.
We've changed her world. Well, she's changed her world, all right? She made the decision to try it, to get started, and to stick with it. She just had the mind shift. When you change one person's world, you've changed the world.
That's right. Yes.
Okay. But also, it's changed her family's world. And she'll tell you this straight up. Her kids, her husband, her parents, her friends. People will see her after not seeing her for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't believe their eyes. And this is happening with other women too, and other people around the world who've used my materials, who've changed dramatically. And again, this isn't about just the superficial appearance. This is about taking care of all the things going on inside you, and the outward appearance is just a side effect.
Right.
When I started, my whole approach was a vanity thing. I wanted to have an awesome physique. And I went into competitions. And so, of course, when you're competing, it's all about the look.
Mm-hmm.
As I went into adulthood and my consciousness of my internal health became more important mm-hmm. to me, the goals started changing. The reasons why I took care of myself started changing dramatically. It wasn't about how I look on the beach mm-hmm. or what I see in the mirror or what other people see when they look at me.
Mm-hmm.
It became, what do my annual health numbers look like? What does my blood pressure look like? What does my blood sugar look like?
Mm-hmm.
What do all the important vital stats look like when I go to the doctor and they do a full blood panel? Those were my markers. Those were the things that became what I'm working toward now. When I focus on that annual health exam and I stay faithful to myself all year, knowing that next year around my birthday, we're going deep again. We're going to look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I stand? When I take care of all that and I eat right most of the time and I exercise most of the time, mm-hmm. those numbers fall into place. The side effect is that I look like I take care of myself. But this is not the main reason. I don't do it to look good on the beach or to show people how great shape I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
That's just the side effect of me taking care of this life I've been given from the inside out. And that's really what we try to get through to people who come to me directly for help, for all the women who come to the studio. We get them to have the mind shift that this isn't about your weight. We're not trying to get you to lose weight. We're trying to get you to understand that you need to take care of your health.
Right.
And when we get you doing that, the weight's going to take care of itself. We don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
It's a shift in focus.
It's a shift
in the mental paradigm.
It sure is, especially for a woman that's been saying, I need to lose weight their whole life. I mean, I've been trying to lose weight. Honestly, probably since I was 13,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, I need to go on a diet. And I promise you, I got to watch my carbs. I got to watch this.
That's automatic programming. You're not even really consciously saying that. You're saying that through habit of societal programming,
mm-hmm.
right? How many people would you hear say, you know what? I need to start thinking differently. I need to have a mind shift instead of I need to lose weight.
That's the truth.
I need to have a mind shift. I need to really wake up here.
Yes.
The weight is like just one piece of the puzzle that happens by itself.
And people know their weight, but they probably, like you just said, don't know what their blood panels are. They probably don't have that information right. as much as they can tell you, oh, I weigh this much. I have a little thing on my wall at home. I weigh myself. I write it down. You know what I'm saying? It's horrible.
You're looking at the wrong numbers.
I'm looking at the wrong number. Exactly.
But it's true.
And you hit the nail on the head when you said that you look like you take care of yourself. But your blood panels match the way that you look. But how about all the people that look a certain way, look like they take care of themselves, but like you said, they're killing themselves doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
bodies are overly stressed.
It's a dysfunctional mindset.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't say that in a mean or disparaging way, because I used to be like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk about it. I've had many ups and downs. So I don't know if we touched on that, but I've had emotional food issues, eating for all of my pleasure. I was in bad places in my life. I had to overcome a lot to get mm-hmm. to where I am now.
Mm.
So I've been through those challenges that most people suffer through. Some listeners right now might be suffering through, right? But at the end of the day, I had to realize I've got a full life ahead of me. I've got kids that I need to lead by example with. If I want them to have a good life, I got to show them I'm having a good life. Right, so I'm giving you the short version because there were a lot of dark, painful moments and nights where you have to go through to create those triggers to make the decisions to take the proper steps. Where were we going with this though?
We were going. I mean, you said triggers. You know, well, let's just stop there because
yeah.
I think there's a lot of people out there listening that have had a lot of pain and have had gone through a lot of things and
right.
they don't know where to start or
right.
how to start or what they can do to
yeah.
pick up the broken pieces of their life.
Perfect. So when I was in my younger years and hardcore about all this stuff, it was second nature to devote two and a half hours to being in the gym going hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
And then turning that into a profession, by nature, and I speak for a lot of my peers as well, being a devoted fitness fanatic and making a personal decision to apply that much time, effort, and energy into following a hardcore fitness lifestyle, mm-hmm. we tend to extrapolate thinking that the same mentality will apply to anybody we want to help, mm-hmm. that they're going to have the same mindset and same devotion of time, energy, and effort to reaching these physical goals. That's very far from the truth. So, and a lot of pros don't know this yet, that your average client will not do what you're going to do the way you do it for life. It's unrealistic. Mm. The cool thing is it's not necessary.
Okay.
Right? So like myself, we have to wake up to, okay, what's the different way of going about all this to bring the health benefits that we need? And not make the body the primary focus anymore, but let's make our health, our wellness, our longevity, and honoring the gift of life we've been given mm-hmm. by taking care of it through the tools of fitness and proper nutrition. So when we shift that focus to that, things get easier because you no longer have to devote 2, 2.5 hours, even 90 minutes in a hardcore gym, killing yourself, you know, grinding away for the maximum results and, you know, being in that little 1% of the population, maybe even less, who has, you know, the perfect physique.
Wow.
It's not what it's all about. Because many people striving for that perfect physique, even in the competition realms, mm-hmm. the bikini competitors, the physique competitors, that is hardcore stuff. You can't live like that your whole life. And a lot of people, they fall into some really serious traps by competing, having their bodies, quote unquote, in a perfect place, when in reality it's not, but then psychologically they have a hard time moving away from that perfect body on stage and coming into more of a realistic zone.
Yes.
And even some of them look fantastic when they do that, but psychologically to them there's something wrong because they're not in that contest perfect shape.
Wow.
But this takes us into a whole other very touchy, dysfunctional realm.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't apply to most people. The problem is when regular people go to these types of extremists for help and coaching and training, there's a very big disconnect because of the gap in mentalities and approaches to life and the purpose that fitness and nutrition are supposed to serve that certain person. Make sense?
It makes plenty of sense. And, you know, I think what it boils down to for me is just as a regular person, I'm not trying to be no supermodel here.
Right.
I just want to be healthy. And what I'm really taking away is, Star, you need to know not your weight, but you need to know your health, your stats, is that blood work and all
right.
that
your
stuff.
Body composition, your bone density,
all that.
There's
stuff.
All these numbers
that you don't know, have no clue of. But you know this over here, that's going to do something for you. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can actually forget about the weight.
Mm-hmm.
And if you start focusing on all the other ones and doing the things that make direct impacts on those numbers, the weight's going to take care of itself.
Wow. That's so awesome. And then you'll still look cute in your clothes, you know, still be healthy and strong so that you can take care, you know, so
you
we can
live
take
a good
care
life.
Live a good life.
You can stay out of a wheelchair.
Yeah.
You don't have to have your kids spoon feed you in the future.
Yeah.
Like you can get up and chase your grandkids.
Right. That's what I want to be able to do. I want to be able to live a full life and not have to, you know, I want to have energy. I want to be able to do everything that it takes. And it takes more energy, especially for those of you who are out there that are caring for children with special needs. It takes a lot of energy.
It takes a lot of energy.
It takes a lot of energy.
I tip my hat to you. All we've seen with you, the whole group
mm-hmm.
there that was at that weekend event,
mm-hmm.
you have to take care of yourself. That's even more reason to maintain your strength, your energy, your health.
Right.
Because of your responsibilities in life.
Responsibilities. So we got to get on it, guys. We're going to, this is a new, not year resolution. These
new
are new life resolutions.
What are your reasons?
Yes.
When you define your reasons, then everything starts to make sense.
Ah,
you got to have strong whys behind what you're doing.
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. We have about 4 minutes left, but before we leave, I want you to tell them how they can support and help what you're doing with your new prototype coming out. How can they support and get involved?
Thank you.
If they, all you guys out there listening, how can they come to Sculpt a Fit, try out a class? Tell them every way they can get in touch with you, okay. Mr. Joey Atlas.
Thank you. So if you're local in the St. John's, Mandarin area, or close by, Nocatee, and you want to come check out the Sculpt a Fit studio for free, meet all the coaches there, the stellar coaching team. They will knock your socks off just like they did with Miss Starr and Pastor Deb.
Uh-huh.
Check out sculptafit.com, sculptafit.com. Let them know you heard about us over here on 91.7 with Starr. If you want to come check me out, follow my stuff, get all my free videos, be in tune with the machine launch and possibly get one for your own house, or your own office, that's cool. If not, I've got a lot of free materials that I'd love for you to use and help you to get in shape and your family. Just go to JoeyAtlas.com. That's JoeyAtlas.com. That's my main site. I've got all kinds of links, videos, my podcast. You can find all kinds of stuff that will change your life the second you start listening, watching, and reading.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I was on that website last night. I'm like, oh, he's amazing.
Thank you.
He is so amazing. The class was amazing. We are so glad we were able to go.
Me too.
And you guys, it's not too good to be true. It's amazing. Just step out there, try something different, because there's a new sheriff in town. He's changing the way that we see fitness, okay?
Love that.
And I love it. He's creating such a, it's a revolution and a movement that's going to change your life for the better. So you have been listening to Ready to Win. This is Star. We're with the Giveaway Foundation, where we connect you to resources that are going to help change your life, especially for those that have children and family members with special needs, you guys. And so we love it. We love making a difference in our community, and continue to follow us on our journey, like our Facebook pages, Giveaway Foundation, and the giveawayfoundation.org. And we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much, Mr. Joey Atlas, for being on our show.
Thank you, everybody out there. Go get it.
Don't settle.
You've been listening to Ready to Win, turning disabilities into unique abilities, an empowered hour to help you and your child with special needs. You're encouraged to get involved in our local special needs community. Learn more at giveawayfoundation.org. That's giveawayfoundation.org. And remember, you're always equipped to win.